December 24th. For Mother Teresa Maria of St. Joseph, Prioress of the Carmel. Jesus says, I am the director, the guardian, and the administrator of souls, and of what is necessary for souls. No one is over me. And I authorize the spokesman to take my light to these souls, whom I love. I will give the spokesman time and strength when I deem it necessary. For I have prepared everything out of love. Join this order, given when you were afflicted, to the other act of goodness in the dictation received months ago, and you will understand thereby whether you are dear to me. I take your head in my hands, and say to you, do not fear. I love you. Do you understand? I love you. Advent and St. John of the Cross have given you pain and privation. Christmas and my St. John give you guidance, for it is not right to deprive my wives of the bread on the table of the spouse. Be mortified, prudent, and patient. Be content with what the little John brings you, as if it were his own. But know that in reality I will be where little John seems to be. Be very prudent, though. You would otherwise be deprived of this grace. This goes for everyone. But, as for you, I confirm that the way you have acted in these tremendous times is pleasing to me, and I bless you for it. And know that your mother is walking in my mercy, and will not leave it. I thank you for her. Since your mortifications and prayers greatly help her, you are giving your director to me, aren't you? And you request nothing for him. You just say to me, here he is. I know what I must do. May God bless you, and may my peace remain in you. And to me. Tell the mother prioress to let her daughters write. If I find their letters to be correct, I will give them guidance. And what I say for one may be used for all. He then tells me to receive Holy Communion on the Feast of the Holy Innocents for Sister Lucia Giacinta. For Sister Teresa Cherubina of the Holy Face, Jesus says, I am not a spiteful person who removes a good for the sake of a trifle. I am goodness and the Word. I can allow men to bring affliction, but I remedy. Let men deprive, but I restore. Let men darken, but I am the light and restore light. Do not cause yourself scruples. Your desire to know the little John was not the cause of privation of the Word of God, but the personal judgment of a man who, though just, still has imperfections in his judgment. Pray for him, respect him, and be silent. I'll take care of remedying everything, and provide you with a way to acquire ever greater merits through little things. And the little thing to do business with, which will become a big thing in heaven, is your submission to current needs. Consider, my daughter, that what makes you suffer also brings suffering to the one imposing it on you. Why do you want to increase his suffering? That is not charity. I spoke very clearly 10 months ago. Do you want to know more about me? Are you a cloistered nun? Very well. And who denies that you are? The whole earth is a cloister for the souls that have understand what true life is. Aren't your souls, made for heaven, in the cloister of the flesh? Let the flesh, the object of sin for so many, be the grating preserving your soul from contacts with the world. And do not disdain the world. That is not charity. Does it cause you repugnance? Oh. And don't you remember that I, the Most Holy One, was immersed in it for 33 years, and perceived all the world's stench, and set my eyes and my hands on all the wounds of humanity? No evil is learned, if the soul does not consent to evil, but the only thing happening is that charity grows, and selfishness is destroyed, and, with selfishness, the remaining pride of the former creature, that belonged to the world, and that I wanted to belong to God. Sanctify the world. Don't disdain it. My mother sanctified it, by passing along the corrupt streets of the earth, my purest one, our lily. Consider this magnificent example, which I give you as a model. She had given herself to God as a girl. The temple enclosed her, like a mystical Carmel, within its walls. She had the temple cloister and that of her vow of virginity. God broke the seals. He removed her from the temple. He made her a bride. He had her joined to a man, she who was joined only to God. To the world she appeared as the wife known by a man, and to her man, who never knew her as a wife according to the flesh, she appeared as the adulteress. There is no greater mortification than this. She sang her Ecce Ancilla Domine more forcefully. And God rewarded her, by giving her back Joseph's esteem. Maternity secluded her a second time in the little house in Nazareth. At the most intimate time for a woman, the edict of a man, tore the holy recluse away from her nest, and cast her onto the roads of the world, when I was already waiting at the gate, and she harbored a legitimate desire to be alone with the alone in the sublime hour of her confinement before divine childbirth. Bethlehem received her after my birth, and silence and mystery for the third time set the grating before God's recluse. Cruel Herod broke it a third time, and she was in the world, to the point of living in a pagan land. Then, oh then, Teresa, imagine what my mother's sufferings must have been like, forced by the hostile world to follow her child, leaving Nazareth to deal with worldly affairs, for the sake of her son, in addition to spiritual matters. Her cloister. With her tears she made herself a veil and grating, and was cloistered by them even at the foot of the cross, amidst the ignominious insults of a whole people. And God never saw her so cloistered as when even the veil was removed in order for my modesty to be assisted. Teresa Cherubina, don't you know that this is the hour of Satan, and that he uses all means to bring about the sin of rebellion, at least this sin, even among the best? Why do you play along? Do you want to cause me pain? You have gone through the world, it is true. You have perhaps encountered demons, it is true. Remember, though, that whoever believes in me will step on serpents without being harmed. But if you had not gone out, you would not have known the little John, and would not have received these words now. I have not spoken a word to you, as you desired, but many. And it is because I want to have you rise. Resistance to my desires provokes resistance to my concessions. Accept everything, and I will always manage to provide for the best. And don't be human in needing a director. I am the director of every soul. And don't remain with the compass and the small measure, with the hook and the microscope to measure, ransack, and examine the past and its remains. When you made your confession, you had a sincere desire to confess everything. Everything is confessed, then. What the priest did not hear from your lips was heard by me from your soul, and I said, go in peace. Do not grow proud, if I have spoken a great deal to you. It is not because you are the holiest one in this Carmel, but because you needed a lot to be sanctified. Do not demand a lot from the spokesman. It is I who govern her, and if she is silent, it is a sign that I will it. Go in peace. Be the king from the east who brings me the myrrh of your obedience to current needs. Go in peace. Go in peace.